Hello, everyone. Well, it's time again for one of my rants, so here we go. I wanted to wait to comment on the Planned Parenthood shooting to give myself time to process all of my thoughts and feelings. So I've processed anger, sadness, and empathic grief for the victims of the obviously mentally disturbed human being that took their lives for absolutely no reason. I do feel his decision to pull the trigger was encouraged by the rhetoric of politicians. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm holding him and him alone responsible for his actions. But politicians should keep their nose out of an issue that was already decided years ago. I also know that our government should never be allowed to make that choice for women. It's not their body, so it's not their business. Also, have you ever noticed that with the exception of election times, politicians are not even bringing up the abortion issue? They only bring it up because it helps them win elections. Otherwise, they rarely mention it. Plus, I find it interesting those beings that fight so hard for unborn fetuses don't seem to care all that much about the child once it's born. Those same politicians that fight to ban abortion are often the same ones that fight against giving welfare to those that are struggling to support the now born child. I'm aware that my opinion about this issue is most likely different than most, so some of my opinions may not be promoted. But remember, it's just my opinion. I don't care if others disagree with my opinion. I only ask that they allow me to have one. So, here are my opinions. Number one, I do not believe for one second that God punishes women for getting an abortion. Punishment would follow judgment. God does not judge anyone for anything, and so abortion is not a punishable offense. God loves us for all of our experiences, no matter what choices we make. Abortion, although an extremely agonizing one, is a choice. God is a loving energy form that created all of us, as well as creating all of the avenues of opportunity for emotional growth. Nothing in our world would exist if God had not thought about it first. I believe in a perfect God, so I don't believe that anything in our world is imperfect. If it were wrong in the eyes of God, then the technology that allows women to have a choice would not have been created. The truth is, God does not judge us, period. Number two, I do not believe for one second that anyone should be judged for not bringing a soul into this problematic world. Choosing to incarnate into the earth plane is challengingly enough when the soul's future environment is one of peace and joy. But when and if the environment is going to be arduous, harmful, or unwanted, then you are giving that soul a more challenging existence. Throughout my career as a healer, I have had the opportunity to speak with the souls of the unborn child. The souls that did not come into a body were not angry, disappointed, or felt negative in any way towards the would-be mothers. On the contrary, they were grateful to the woman for making the excruciating decision, which gave them a new opportunity for a different and possibly better life. Now, I've had the opportunity to listen to these souls for over 30 years through energy healings, and my ability to speak to the soul of the unborn child has helped so many women forgive themselves and bring them peace and closure. We all deserve to heal our shame about any of the choices we make, and this choice is no different. Number three, I do not believe that a soul enters the body until after the fetus is removed from a mother's womb, so there is no soul in that unborn fetus. Therefore, the fetus is not occupied. It's being kept alive by the mother's body. A soul is what makes the body alive, and it's what makes it a human being. The soul of the unborn body simply hovers over the mother's body so they can spiritually, mentally, and emotionally connect to the future mother and father. When the undelivered body is removed, it is an empty physical form. Number four, I know that there are those that believe women nonchalantly make the choice to seek help from Planned Parenthood. I have worked intimately with women to help them energetically release the guilt that they have suffered over the choice. Not a single one of them have made that choice lightly. More often than not, the woman suffered tremendous anguish, guilt, and shame for decades sometimes over the distress of making the ponderous choice. That decision is usually made under great duress and with tremendous self-loathing. Women are put into the position to have to make that choice, not men. So whenever I hear a man criticizing a judging a woman for her option, I know they don't have a clue. Actually, I kind of feel that way about women too, when they condemn other women for making the Herculean decision to do what they do. Lastly, I firmly believe we should all have great passion for the women that are confronted with this choice and stop judging them for it. Compassion helps heal low self-esteem, but judgment and shame can destroy it. No one should ever have to worry about what someone thinks of them. It's like Dr. Phil always says, you wouldn't worry so much about what others think of you when you realize how little they do. Thanks for letting me rant and rave, and I hope you have a good night.